Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Thursday, April 18th, 2024, was written by Donald Luke Day and is narrated by Beth Wilson. Today's words of inspiration come from Psalm 95, verses 1 through 3 and 6 and 7. Come, let us sing to our God. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, raising a loud shout with song. For the Most High is our God, the great sovereign over all else. Come, let us bow down and bend our knee and kneel before our God. For God is our Maker, in whose presence we live and in whose hand we are held. Oh, that today I will listen to God's voice. Hear today's words of hope. The Psalms of Eastertide celebrate the victory of Jesus and the practical applications of being thankful to God. The central subject of today's psalm is about the surrender of our life and desires in order that God's perfect will may be lived through us. That sounds like a tall order, but we might say today it's about dedicating our lives to God's desires for us. But do we know what that may mean? What we may have to do? What pattern of life activity will we express? What must we change or give up if we are to live according to God's will for us? That's a lot of unknown and big questions. We might say, I'm kind of comfortable living the way I am today. What if I don't want to make the changes that God asks me to make? Do I have confidence that God's will is better for my life? That last question is the real key which allows a person to dedicate their life to God. Can we place our confidence in God and in God's perfect goodness? For God is our Maker is a strong statement which acknowledges that even in the midst of these questions, we can put our confidence in God's good desire for our life. Even though our parents were technically our makers, the very stuff, the atoms of which we are made, and the purpose for our being are the products of the Holy One's creation. At our best and truest self, we are the precious product of God's good creativity. And as God follows the development of our life, God does not want the shine of divine goodness to be rubbed off our life and its potential action. We can dedicate our life to God with full assurance that divine goodness will make us into the remarkable creation of an always good God. Let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to strive to shine in your divine goodness in all we say or do. May we reflect the light of Jesus. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope daily devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.